to me. I'm so addicted to the love in the room, in the convention center. I'm addicted to the love at the DNC 2024. I don't know about you folks, but I got big love from my very last guest, Congressman Dan Kildee of the 8th CD in Michigan. Brian, isn't it nice when elected officials say, like, the obvious good things?
And that guy, you know, coming from Flint, you're not, you got a nice and wonderful bunch of problems you got to walk into there. But it was cool. I did get to brag a little bit because I do have my own state championship football ring from Michigan because I went to high school there. So I got a giant ring that fits my sausage fingers, which is pretty darn cool.
Very cool. Again, my thanks to Congressman Dan Kildee, the 8th CD in Michigan. Here's his line again, folks. Leadership is the act of disappointing your own supporters at a rate they can't absorb. Wow, that's going to be my little knowledge bomb from the DNC. Really excited and very humbled to be joined by Wisconsin's Lieutenant Governor, looking beautiful and glowing in white this afternoon, Sarah Rodriguez. Thanks so much for being here again.
Well, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
You're dressed in white. I sharing with a lot of people that there is a sea of white, a beautiful opening, a lightness, a brightness, but also, of course, the color of suffragettes.
Yep.
It's going to be a sea of white on the floor, is it not?
It is going to be a sea of white on the floor, which is so exciting. You know, I brought my kids here to the convention as well because it is a historic moment, right? So my daughter's 15, my son is 17, and I was saying, you have to be here to see this. You, because this is going to be the next president of the United
States. History.
First female president. First female African-American president. First female Indian-American president.
Yes.
These are all just amazing milestones. And even though they're 15 and 17 and, you know, they're teenagers, I will tell you that they have been riveted to the conversations, all of the different speeches. They have not asked to leave once to do anything. They have been watching.
Get out of here.
I know, because it's this much fun.
Yes.
This is what this convention is. It has been joyful and exciting and fun that it even has kept a 15 and 17-year-old's attention. So I feel like
something.
That is high praise for the convention.
It truly is. What you gave a bit of a speech.
Yes.
Our wonderful mayor, Cavalier Johnson, did yesterday. What's that like, Sarah, getting up in front of a room of that many people?
I'm not going to lie. It was terrifying. It absolutely was.
Well, good on you for
I'm not going to lie. Anybody who tells you they're not a little scared to go out on that stage is absolutely lying. I don't care how many times you do it. It is nerve-wracking to get in front of all of those people. And you don't want to make a mistake, right? You don't want to do that. But it was also fun.
Oh, you nailed it, though.
Oh, thank you so much. But it was. It was fun. It was fun to talk about these things. It was, you know, it's coming from your heart to say, look, healthcare is important. I'm a nurse. I know this. I know the best candidate for what I believe in to be a healthy community is going to be the Harris-Wallace ticket.
Yes.
So it wasn't hard for me to say. It wasn't hard for me to do. Little nerve-wracking, but so excited and just, you know, so grateful that I got to be up there and to represent Wisconsin, having the mayor represent Wisconsin. I know we're going to have probably another person representing Wisconsin tonight.
Yes, indeed. Very exciting. I just want to say as a woman who's always cared really deeply about politics, thanks for doing us all proud, Sarah.
Thank you.
It was a lot of fun on a personal level to watch you do your thing, girl. It's like, get it, yeah! And you were, again, excellent. What has been, if you've got maybe one or two favorite moments so far that really will stick with you, or
image
that really stands out?
You know, I'm going to give props to Georgia and Lil Jon. I mean, they really showed us all up on the roll call vote. That was pretty cool. Oprah Winfrey coming out, that was a surprise. We didn't know about that ahead of time. That was really neat. Oh, John Legend, you know, I mean, just everybody who was there, it was just fantastic. And what is on stage is truly represents America. And that's what we saw.
Yes.
We saw different viewpoints from some of even our more conservative members of the party all the way to our most liberal members of the party. And there were no divisions.
Mm-hmm.
We are together. We are united. We are moving forward.
Yes.
And that is in comparison to the Trump party. I don't even know if I want to call them the Republican party.
Nope, it's the MAGA cult.
I think that's fine. Yes, we can
MAGA
call
party.
It that.
Yes.
They're all about division. They're all about anger and retribution. And that's what you saw on that stage, you know, in Milwaukee and the RNC. And so it was just such an enormous contrast to be able to look at what they presented in Milwaukee and what we are presenting here, which is light and joy and just excitement to be able to move forward. And I'm certainly proud to be part of this party. I'm certainly proud to be part of this movement. And I am looking forward to Wisconsin, making sure we get her across that finish line, as well as Senator Baldwin. And we have new maps in Wisconsin.
I know. So excited. First CD, third CD, eighth CD. Woo! Let's
and the
do
state
it.
Senate and
I
the
know.
State assembly has new maps.
Get the Wisconsin government back to where it
let's
reflects
get
Wisconsinites.
Back to work. And, you know, and I was talking on the other time on the radio, you know, we've had gerrymandered maps for over 10 years.
Yes.
And when you think about gerrymandered maps, it's not just about the power, right? It's about being able to work across the aisle. When you do not have purple districts,
yes.
when you have deep blue districts and deep red districts, there is a disincentive to work together.
Of course. And there's an incentive to get more extreme.
There's because you're worried about
this
a primary.
With Congressman Kildee. Yes, exactly that.
Mm-hmm. You're worried about a primary to your left or to your right. And so there's that disincentive to work together. And when I speak to Wisconsinites, and I live in Waukesha County, as you may know, which is a pretty red county, so I have the privilege of speaking to people.
Getting purpler.
It is getting purpler. All across the political spectrum, they just want us to work together. They're so tired of the divisiveness. They are so tired of it. They just want us to work together. So if we structurally have created a problem like this, you know, that is a huge issue for Wisconsin, and we've fixed it. So now these maps are going to be more equal, more purple.
That is Lieutenant Governor of this great state of Wisconsin. Forward!
Yay!
Sarah Rodriguez, thanks so much for making time. I hope you and your family have an absolutely inspired rest of the DNC. And, of course, you look gorgeous in white.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Thanks for making us all proud. Again, that's Sarah Rodriguez, Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Wisconsin. We're here at the very last day of the DNC. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We're going to take a breath, and we'll be right back with more special guests. Don't go anywhere.